Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, April 30th, about 30 minutes prior to the equity market close with myself and Carl. How are you?
I am doing just well today, Scott. Yourself?
Doing well. Hard to believe we're about to crack into the month of May. It has been quite the year when it comes to really all investments, if you think about it. I mean, not just, our typical equity treasury portfolios, but also in the insurance world because they are very interest rate sensitive. And we're going to dive into that here soon. But real quick, I wanted to do our 5-day update since last week's podcast. We have an S&P up 1.5%, Dow about 1%, NASDAQ 2%, Russell 0.5%, and crude oil up 10% in the last 5 days. Now, here's what's striking to me about that. The fact that when the Iranian conflict began, you had this very inverse relationship between the major indices and crude oil prices. The idea being that crude oil is really the one thing that touches all aspects of the global economy. And higher crude oil prices means, in that moment, means that everything's more expensive. Therefore, the economy might suffer from that, and therefore equity prices drop. Well, market participants have obviously shed that fear as we are at this very moment making new all-time highs in the S&P in particular. So I think that was very much a in the moment, this might be a recessionary fear. Obviously, that has been shed as well. And so I really think we are still on the path of our initial projections. And Carl, I'd love to get your take on that relationship between, between the major indices and crude oil prices at this very moment versus even just 2 weeks ago.
When we look at price action in equities, let's take last year for an example. When the tariffs came down and it was 30% tariff as opposed to the 15% that everyone was anticipating, you saw about in the market a 10 to 15% move, right? It came down, I think, 18%. And that was the market and all the institutions going, okay, we kind of built in a premium, a risk premium of 15%. You made it 30, so we're going to come down 15% to make up for that. And that's how you were able to look at the tariffs. This time around, when it came to the Iranian conflict, because it was very abrupt, you had sharper price action. And then there was the risk premium aspect of the oil trade. And the risk premium right now in oil, I would say, is somewhere between $5 to $8, which means for risk premium, if it's worth 100, but you're putting it at 105, you're baking in $5 worth of premium because you don't know what's going to happen one way or another. And that's kind of what's happening here is the premium that they baked in, all the institutions, the premium they baked into the oil is now flat to what they had anticipated. So now they're able to take the extra money they had and bring the market back up with it. And that's kind of what I think we're seeing in the market right now. This has a very good short term. However, as we viewed and as we've talked about, if crude oil does stay above 105, 110 a barrel, we will see kind of that inflationary pushback in 2027.
Which to that point, and I think I couldn't agree with you more on everything you just said. To that point, though, it kind of lines up with what we've talked about in the past, the 2.5 year idea that will match up with some sort of catalyst, probably maybe something like that. But what I will say too is in those types of macro environments, you tend to get very sharp recoveries. So they offer themselves a very unique opportunity to take advantage of when it comes to an investment portfolio. So in multiple ways, by the way, not just in the markets, but also in various fixed products. We saw this back in 2022. And you were able to sort of, if you have a dynamic portfolio, which we do, you were able to sort of take advantage of both sides. And so it's very likely that next year, Carl, you and I are going to start beating that drum again of, hey, here's an opportunity to move some assets to a safe guaranteed side, keep some assets over here because we were able to anticipate the central market volatility downturn, brief, albeit. And so I actually look at situations like that in a very opportunistic way. Now, you mentioned something, and it would be a good segue to jump into Carl's corner about the pricing of the risk premium really coming down to the uncertainty. And that has to do with conflict in Iran. That also translates not just in the price per barrel of crude oil, but also into the interest rate environment itself. So if you want to cover that real quick.
Well, yesterday was Powell's presumably last day as the Fed chairman. And what we are hoping would be maybe a farewell cut. He did the right thing, listened to the data, and no cut happened. And that was the right move. 100% that was the right move because of the Iranian conflict and the possibility of the inflation. It was correct. And all the numbers coming out proved that we needed to kind of stay at the current rate. With the probability slightly shifted towards the possibility of a rate cut still towards the end of the year, October or December. That is about the one rate cut we're probably going to be getting, and maybe the only rate cut we get for the next 18 months, which I think is the right move, especially with the inflationary data that could be coming through when it comes to the Iranian conflict.
Yes, and I will say one of the benefits of doing this a podcast on a weekly basis is let's say that conflict comes to an end sooner rather than later. Well, then those inflationary data points are going to come in sooner rather than later. And so that is always going to be a moving target when it comes to the Fed funds rate. I do think it's important, and that's why we do jump into Carl's Corner on a weekly basis because it is a moving target and it has an absolute direct effect on not just equity portfolios or treasury or commodity or currency, but also in the insurance world, whether that be life, health, whatever. It plays a role across the investment land. Real estate would be another example across the entire investment landscape. So I think it's very important that we continue to touch on that topic. But yes, I do think that you are on the right track with that for sure, because that's what the stats are showing right now. And we'll continue to update that as we go forward. One thing, Carl, I want to point out, just kind of pivoting back to the portfolios, is we still maintain, and we talked about this last week, we still maintain that somewhat of a 2% lead on the S&P, and all the while holding a very, very modest, but still holding a cash position, which we are will already have and will continue to drip back into the markets. But I find that to be extremely helpful as we look towards the end of the year and really think about this. We talked about the idea of potentially 14.1% end of year return for the markets. Anywhere upwards of, and we talked about upwards of 20, but let's just keep it in tight range. Well, we're basically a little over a third of the way through the year, and we're already past a third of the way, return-wise through the year. I find that to be very impressive.
I do too. And like you said, we are still holding not a big chunk of cash, but a very nice amount of it that we're still dripping, which we did late last week. We dripped a little bit more into the market, into a little bit of a financial sector. And the way we do it and the way we have these dynamic portfolios is, like you've been talking about, we are risk first. What is the best way to manage the risk through the events that are transpiring, and that will lead to the returns. And that's exactly how we're doing it right now, to where we can have a lead while maintaining a fairly nice cash position right now that we're able to drip into it. And the reason why we do these drips the way we're doing them is because, especially in the geopolitical climate that we are currently in, it pays to be able to keep our head on a swivel and have cash readily available to be able to put it where we want to be able to put it. And I think us being able to utilize that and every week or every other week be able to put a little bit more into the market in a certain sector, in a certain industry, while also maintaining a lead and keeping the risk very minimal compared to the broad market, I think has been really well done.
I think so too. I think so too. And really understanding the statistics behind these seasonal market moves from a small picture as well as a midterm and long-term picture. And so that's what we'll continue to do throughout the rest of the year. May is always a little bit interesting. That's likely, in my opinion, that's likely where we'll lead the dripping into the market, if you will. And then we'll prepare for the summer months, which tend to be stagnant to slightly higher. And then we're entering into the back half of the year and then into the quote unquote Santa Claus rally. So we got a really good game plan. I know it's early to be talking about Santa Claus, but we do have a game plan all the way into the end of the year. So I'm excited about that. With that, Carl, that's all I had. Did you have anything else?
Just an update on Kevin Warsh. He is the one that's supposed to be taking over for Powell. He got confirmed by the Financial Committee of the Senate, but now he has to go into a full vote from the Senate before he is officially made the new chair of the FOMC. So as of this moment, it is still Powell, but we don't anticipate him to be the chair going into the June meeting. We do anticipate Warsh doing it. I do not have the date that the Warsh confirmation is supposed to happen, but it should happen within the next couple of weeks. And so we're just keeping our eyes on that. But if any of the listeners think someone might enjoy our market commentary, feel free to forward us on over to them. We're also on the iHeartRadio app and the Podbean Radio app.
Awesome. Well, with that, then we're going to go ahead and wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday, as always, as well as weekend. And we're also going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.